It's Duffy's Tavern, brought to you transcribed by the National Broadcasting Company, with Charlie Catter as Finnegan, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, Bats Bichon at the piano, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave me? Need Archie the man just picking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Guess what we just had? A new customer. Yeah, a sweet little old lady. But I'm proud to say that this liquor of ours does something to people, Duffy. That sweet little old lady walked out of here, yelled yahoo, and helped two Boy Scouts across the street. Yeah. Huh? Well, you know, they're not all old ladies that come in here. In fact, tonight I'm expecting my new girlfriend, Josita, the cute little tamale from South America. Chili Billy, you know. She'd get a load of it, Duffy. A real cute little armful. Huh? Last night we went to a symphony at Carnegie's Hall. A symphony. It's a Greek word, you know. Sort of a contraption. Sim meaning music, and if you can figure out what phony means, that's it. Huh? Well, you know, for a symphony, it was pretty good. Yeah. Horrible. Huh? Well, I'm going to check to see what the critics have to say about it in the paper. I'll call you back. Hey, Fats.
Yes, sir.
Fats, how do you feel about classical music?
Classical music? Let me put it this way.
What way?
It will never replace the good old Chinese water torture.
That's, I think I agree with you.
In that case, how come you was hooked into going?
Well, I was tricked. I thought it was a Polish wrestling match.
What made you think that?
The sign out in front. I thought the sign said Tristram versus the soldier.
Well, Mr. Archer, if it was so bad, why didn't you get up and leave?
Well, somebody had to sit there and give him a raspberry.
You gave them the raspberry?
Yeah.
Out loud?
Yeah. Only, of course, when they hit the wrong notes.
How'd you know when they hit the wrong notes?
I didn't, so I played it safe. I gave them the raspberry on everything. Fats, get that paper over there. I can hardly wait to see how the critics panned it. What does it say?
Let's see. Impeccable technique. The quintessence of dynamic interpretation.
I told you it stunk.
The epitome of virtuosity.
The epitome of virtuosity? It's even worse than I thought.
Mr. Archer.
What?
I got news for you.
What?
They like it.
They like? Well, that's a pretty sneaky way to say so. This is the last time I read the music section in 3rd Avenue Gazette. Hey, wait a minute. What's that next column is? His local song fest, Mrs. Abigail Piddleton will hold the finals for this year's Miss Golden Throat of 3rd Avenue contest at Beethoven's Hall. Beethoven's Hall? What a dirty trick. Last year she held it at Duffy's Tavern.
That's a dirtier trick.
Give me that phone. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Piddleton? This is Archie. Look, I understand that you's ladies is holding your singing contest in Beethoven's Hall. But, Mrs. Piddleton, that Beethoven's Hall is nothing but a crummy, filthy, dirty fire trap. For half the money, you can get right here. Look, Abigail, leave us not twiddle. Why don't you drop down to the tavern and you and me can talk it over a fifth of tea. Huh? You'll be right down? Good.
Well, Archie, my dear boy.
Well, Mrs. Piddleton.
Once again, we two disciples of culture meet on a sphere of rhapsodic affinity.
Yep. Ain't it the nuts? Now, look, Abigail, what's the idea of you dames throwing a singing contest at Beethoven's Hall instead of Duffy's Tavern?
Well, Archie, for one thing, the singers seem to object to your acoustics.
So what? We'll set traps. Now, what other objections is there?
Well, to speak frankly, the atmosphere here is so unrefined.
That's a stinking canard. The atmosphere ain't unrefined.
Well, of course, I don't include you.
Well, I hope not with me. Culture is a thing of long standing. It's a habit, you know, like with some people it's taking baths. You know something?
What?
Last night, I went to a symphony concert at Carnegie's Hall.
Really? I was there, too.
You was?
Yes. And did you hear that ruffian?
Which ruffian?
Why, that disgusting one that was making those uncouth noises.
Them raspberries? Oh, yes, he reviled me no end. In fact, I was tempted to thrash the cad with me lorgnette. I was positively disgusted.
Yes, imagine. Interrupting that divine music 4 times.
8 times. I mean, leave us get back to business, Abigail. Are you dames or ain't you going to hold a singing contest here?
I can't, Archie. I've made other arrangements.
Oh, this is going to come as quite a shock to Deems Taylor.
Deems Taylor? The famous music critic?
I was planning to have him judge the contest.
You mean that you could get Deems Taylor to come here to Duffy's Tavern?
Mrs. Pendleton, you hold that music contest here tonight, and I'll promise you that Deems Taylor will judge it.
Well, Archie, that's a bargain.
And a bargain's a bargain.
Oh, well, in that case, I think I'll toddle along and notify the girls. Au revoir, kindred spirit.
So long, kid. Keep a stiff upper plate. It looks like the tavern will be loaded with culture bugs tonight. And there's nothing buggier than a culture bug.
Hello.
Maybe I'm wrong. Hiya, Finnegan. Hey, you look very happy.
Oh, I am, Art.
How come?
Well, I went to a psychiatrist.
And that made you happy?
Yeah. You know what he told me?
What?
He says, I don't have an inferiority complex at all.
No inferiority complex?
No. He says that in my case, I'm really inferior.
Well, that must be a load off your mind.
Oh, it is a load off of my mind. I used to worry about it, but now I can concentrate on me work.
What work?
Selling Christmas cards.
Finnegan, ain't it a little early to be selling Christmas cards?
Arch, these are last year's cards.
Well, tell me, are you having any luck?
Oh, yeah. I sold quite a few today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many did you sell?
3.
This is quite a few.
It is to a guy who can only count up to 4.
Well, tell me, Finnegan, how do you go about selling these cards? You go door to door?
No, house to house.
Explain that one, will you?
Well, first I look for a house.
Yeah?
Then I look for a door.
Uh-huh.
Then I knock on it.
Yes?
Then when they open it, I stand there and I say, I am Clifton Finnegan.
And then what?
Then I knock on the door again.
Finnegan, I'm afraid you're not using your head.
Oh, no? What do you think I knock on the door with?
Look, old man, I don't want to criticize your sales technique, but maybe I can help you. Now, leave us presuppose that I'm a housewife, huh?
Okay.
Now, you knock on the door.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Good evening, madam.
Oh, good evening.
Is your husband home?
Well, no, he's not.
May I come in?
Well, maybe just for a minute.
Thanks. Shall we go in this room?
Well, very well.
Oh, boy. You mind if we sit on the sofa and turn out the lights?
Whatever for?
I got a Christmas card here that lights up in the dark.
Finnegan, you got it all backwards.
You mean I should find a Dane that gets lit up in the dark?
I think you better play a return match with that psychiatrist.
Hey, Archie.
Yeah, Miss Duffy.
Have you heard the news?
What news?
I'm singing in the contest here tonight.
Oh, that's nice. Which contest? The Amalgamated Hog Callers?
No, Mrs. Tittleton's contest.
Well, I wasn't too far off. Now, look, Miss Duffy, you stay out of that contest. I remember the last time you sang in public. They sent 15 tugboats into the harbor looking for the Queen Mary.
Oh, is that so? Well, my singing teacher don't think so.
Your singing teacher?
Yes, Yasha Panyaslavnik, the founder of the Panyaslavnik vocal method.
The Panyaslavnik vocal method?
If you have 2 lungs and $4, he can teach you to sing.
$4 is too much for that bum.
Well, that's for his A method.
Oh, his A method.
Yes, his B method is only 50 cents.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
With the B method, his hearing aid is turned off.
Poor musician. And this is the guy that coached you for the contest?
Yes, and he has great confidence in me. He says I have the most powerful voice on 3rd Avenue.
Powerful, huh?
Yes. He says that Mrs. Fishbeck's voice broke his mirror, and that Mrs. Schultz's voice broke 3 of his windows.
And what did you do to Panyaslavnik?
I hit a high C and I put a crack straight across his glass eye.
Well, Miss Duffy, you know, I always feel that true professional talent should be given a chance to express itself.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you, Archie.
Yes. Fats, play the piano, a solo.
Papa will hear about this.
They say into eternal life, romance came. And into this heart of mine, burned the flame. A flame that flickered one day and died away. Yes, it died away. Then with disillusion deep in your eyes, you soon learn that fools in love grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see now. Shame on you. Smoke and drink and never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant. Diamonds shining, wine and dining with some man. In a restaurant, tell me, is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know. You missed the love that you had long, long ago. When nobody is not, you cry. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant. Diamonds shining, wine and dining with some man. In a restaurant, tell me, is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know. You missed the love that you had long. And when nobody is nigh, you'll cry.
Hey,
Hey, look who's coming in. My little Spanish girlfriend, Josita.
Do I look okay?
You wearing a red necktie?
No.
Then put your tongue back in your mouth.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Josita.
Hello, Archie.
Well, honey, now that you're here, how about you and me?
How about you and me what?
You name it. But where's my hospitality? May I offer you some food, drink, marriage?
Archie, I am only interested in my career as a singer.
Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Pendleton's music club is holding a musical here tonight.
A musical?
Yeah, you know, a tug-of-war with tonsils. Honey, tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to get you into that contest, and I'm sure the judge is going to pick you.
Yeah, but how can you be sure?
Because I'm going to pick the judge.
But, Archie, if I'm just starting off on my career, I don't want to be dishonest.
You won't have to be, honey. I'll get you an agent to be dishonest for you. Now, let me see. I better call up the judge.
Why?
Well, I want to make sure the contest is fixed on a level. Hello? His name's Taylor there. He's listening to a symphony? We'll wake him up. Hello. Deems, this is Archie from Duffy's Tavern. Remember? Hello?
Looks like you remembered.
Well, maybe I better dig up a dummy judge.
Why not?
Hey, just the man I'm looking for. I want you to judge a contest.
Honest?
Well, not exactly. You see, James Taylor just backed out of judging his singing contest for Mrs. Pendleton.
Oh, well, I can beat James Taylor.
Hardly. James Taylor is a person. Wait a minute. I got it.
Yeah.
You better say that you're a German professor.
German professor,
no.
Yeah.
Professor Liederkranz. Mm. Professor Liederkranz from Heidelberg.
The famous eye, ear, and music authority.
Yeah, that. Now, Finnegan, you got it? You'll be the judge, only I'll tell you what to judge.
Sure, I got it. I'm a German Liederkranz named James Heidelberg with eye, ear, and music trouble.
This ain't all your trouble. Look, Finnegan, just remember one thing.
What's that?
We're holding a singing contest.
Oh, I see.
And the winner is Josita.
Short contest, wasn't it?
Short contest. Now, tell me, will you do it for me as a friend?
Just a minute. Wait a minute. What? If I fix this contest for you, do I get a brand new yo-yo?
Depends. How much is a brand new yo-yo?
Oh, buck and a half.
Buck and a half? Finnegan, how much do you think our friendship is worth?
Oh, it's just worth a fortune.
So you're going to give up a fortune for a lousy buck and a half yo-yo?
Oh, I'm sorry, Art.
Okay, now in that case, you do it for nothing. And don't forget, Josita is the winner.
I got it. Mr. Archie.
What, Vance?
Was he expecting the Notre Dame backfield?
Well, no.
In that case, Mrs. Pendleton and the Singing Society is here.
Oh, well. Wait, ladies, welcome. Fats, the champagne.
What about it?
Lock it up.
Archie, are you insinuating that the ladies are tipplers?
Oh, perish forbid that I say that they tipple. I merely infer that once in a while they are inclined to dip the beak. But leave us get the contest started. Is the singers all ready?
Yes, and they're all so thrilled. Especially our new protege.
Who's your new protege?
Miss Duffy.
Zooks!
And you should hear her, Archie. She sings like a bird.
A vulture.
Archie, she's a very talented girl. Do you know what she's devoted her entire life to?
Sailors.
No, singing. She has a glorious voice. And Archie.
Huh?
I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Yeah?
You see, well, Miss Duffy is our favorite.
Uh-huh.
And Archie, come here.
Yeah?
Could the contest be fixed?
What?
I mean, could it be arranged?
Are you suggesting arson?
Well, Archie...
I am taking a guess. How could you stoop so low? I'll have you know that I'm conducting an honest, legitimate contest, and I will brook no finagling. Besides, our honorable judge, Professor Liederkranz, will be shocked beyond reprisal.
Professor Liederkranz? But you promised us Deems Taylor.
Deems met with an accident.
An accident?
Yep, he was at a rehearsal and he got crushed between two sopranos.
Archie.
Now, Abigail, don't blow your wig. I got somebody better than Deems Taylor.
Who?
I'll have you meet him. Oh, Professor Liederkranz. Professor Liederkranz.
Auf Wiedersehen. Was ist cooking?
Professor Liederkranz, this is Mrs. Piddleton.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Last guy in the world you think is a professor, ain't he?
He certainly is.
Uh-huh, but he fooled you. I'll show you. Professor, what do you think is the trend in modern music?
Gesundheit.
Well, it's two schools of thought on that.
Archie, I would like to ask a question.
Does it require an answer?
Of course.
Then we're in trouble.
Herr Professor.
Ja, mein Dummkopf.
Name three famous German composers.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Archie.
That's the trouble with music, Mrs. Piddleton. Too often we suffer from this language barrier.
I have one more question. Professor, listen to this. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, a piano.
And you thought he was a phony. Now, come on, let us start the contest here. Ladies of the Music Society, tonight, in these immoral halls, we clasp hands with the classics. They say that music hath charms to soothe the savage beasts. So I'm sure you ladies will have a good time. Thank you. And now, before I introduce the charming and lovely Josita, I would like to present the judge of this contest, Professor Liederkranz.
The winner is Josita.
Please, the contest ain't started yet.
Oh, excuse me, please.
Mrs. Piddleton, outside of Josita and Miss Duffy, how many singers do we have to listen to?
Seven.
Seven? Fats, Mix, Mia Bromo, just in case. Thank you, ladies. You have just heard Mrs. Horace Bodkin render the ever-popular Ride of the Valkyries. Written, of course, as you all know, by Schumann and Heinck. Now, that was contestant number seven. And now we present our last two contestants, Miss Josita Hernandez, contralto, and Miss Duffy, middleweight. Now, first, we will hear from Josita.
The funeral!
Professor! Please, leave her sing first, and then we pick her. Go ahead, Josita.
Canta, canta, parito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. alegra el corazón, con tu gorjeo y tu trinar. Se alegra el alba, la noche ya se va, con tu gorjeo y tu trinar. Se alegra el alba, la noche ya se va.
Wunderbar,
wunderbar. The winner is not yet.
Finnegan. Well, Mrs. Bilton, shall we barter with the last contestant, or do you want to call it quits?
Archie, I demand that Miss Duffy be given a chance to compete.
All right, it might be good for laughs. Folks, we have just heard the beautiful, gorgeous Josita. The vivacious Josita. The charming, talented Josita. And now, Miss Duffy.
Hello, dear the gentleman. Weary our breath from his moist cabinet. Mouth up, mouth up. And when morning grows, their very breath, the chest says, ah.
Again next week, friends, to Duffy Tavern, transcribed by NBC.